Now, 2 weeks of delicious anticipation later, Shirley sat between the principal and the guest of honor on stage before an assembly filled to overflowing. Every seat was taken by a student or guest. Teachers, like proud shepherds, stood against the walls, smiling at their charges, who looked equally pleased to be herded there. Pressed against the window panes were cardboard snowflakes the size of the moon. The sunlight filtering through them dappled the hall with shimmering lace. Overhead, paper garlands dipped from the chandelier, forming a canopy of red and green. At the back of the room were easels hung with paintings done by students. A snowman dancing, a Santa stuck in the chimney, a sleepy child searching the midnight skies, wooden soldiers come to life, a family praying over their holiday feast, reindeer soaring above the skyscrapers of New York, a babe asleep in the manger. In the air was the scent of pine. As the kindergarten class led the singing of carols, Shirley captured the scene for her memories. She looked at the giant spruce that dominated the stage, twinkling with colored lights, shiny balls, white doves, jeweled icicles, and miles of silver tinsel. It was topped by a brilliant star and skirted with gifts wrapped in finery. Compared to this, the one at home was positively scrawny. But to Shirley, it was special just the same. For on each bough hung a picture of a Klansman, a reminder of the courtyards so far away. Shirley's heart smiled as she recalled the night she and mother and father had trimmed their first Christmas tree. When it was done, mother had announced, "Shirley, it is time you knew. I am with expectant happiness."
"Amitabha, I'm going to have a brother at last."
"Or a sister.
But in my dreams, it is always a boy."
"Dreams or no dreams, it may yet be a girl." For a brief moment, Shirley had considered that possibility, then dismissed it with a smile.
"Until the doctor tells me I'm wrong, it is a boy."
She had begun to make serious plans. Yes, of course, naturally, she would love him, cuddle him, feed him, walk him, diaper him, burp him, dress him, and be a big sister to him in every way. But as soon as possible, she would also teach him how to speak, not just English, but Chinese. How to write, not just the alphabet, but characters. How to chew gum and blow bubbles. How to smack a homer and walk a yo-yo and skate backward. And she would tell him stories, the ones written in books, the ones that grandfather told.